come against your body. The real things that you think of as addictions. Maybe not nail chewing and things like that is bad. But most of them, alcohol, smoking, drugs, food addictions, and even sexual addictions, all come against the temple or God's home, our bodies. And I think that's because Satan wants rulership there. So addiction is Satan taking the throne over the temple. Think about that. If you have a foul spirit, you have given a foul spirit, because I think addictions are under foul spirits. You've given a foul spirit the throne of the temple, of the physical body. Of your physical body, you have another in charge instead of the Holy Spirit. Now that should make you want to get free, even if other people can't tell that you have an issue. If the Holy Spirit is not the one in charge of that temple, you know, the Holy Spirit has been sent to perfect you and purify you and make you holy and set you apart to be the bride of Christ. To be beautiful to the Lord. So wouldn't it make sense that Satan, who hates God, is going to want to come in and destroy that bride and come in and be in charge? And so the first thing to getting free from this particular addiction, any of these addictions, is to understand there is a foul spirit who has gotten a hold of my thinking somehow and is in charge. In other words, he is ordering my steps concerning my health, concerning my body, concerning even intimate areas of my life, instead of the Holy Spirit being in charge. And you need to really see the enemy. The enemy is not about your self-esteem. Your self-esteem needs to be met in Christ. It's not about getting a girlfriend or keeping a husband or making your children not ashamed of you or any of those things. God's not moving in that. That's not the realm he's moving in, because all that's vanity. So you can see why this would be really difficult to get freedom from, because most of our motives are so superficial. Most of our motives for wanting God to intervene in these areas are selfish, and they're not based on truth. Does that make sense? So it's like, gosh, I prayed this, Lord, and I prayed this, and I prayed this. And what you really need to is go to begin to ask God to show you how that foul spirit got in, like you did, and yours sounds like a family curse. But some of them aren't a family curse. Some of you have some of these issues, and everybody else in your family has never had addiction to anything. So there's other reasons that this foul spirit could get in. What could be? You've judged other things. One could be you were haughty, and you thought more highly of yourself than you ought. And you begin to judge people who had a weight problem, or you judge people who had a drinking problem, or you judge people who had any kind of addictive problem. And in that judgment, you turned over a legal right for the saint, for Satan to come in and cause you to have a spirit of addiction. And realize this, if he can't get you with alcohol and he can't get you with drugs, he can't get you with what's illegal or something that is just not even accepted by society, such as smoking, then he's going to keep on going down that list till he can tempt you with something he can make you addicted to. So one thing you need to stop and see is, Lord, when did I get this issue? When I saw myself overeating a year or so ago. It's been about a year since God really brought this to my attention. It's probably on a tape somewhere. But I went from really thin to what most people would call a normal size. And for somebody might, with my size frame and everything. But I noticed that I would just really eat and eat at restaurants. Well, the root to mine was I came from a family that didn't have a lot of money. And so if we ate out, it was a big treat. And so, I mean, we only went out to eat, you know, a real restaurant, probably just a handful of times in my childhood. I think McDonald's was like a major big deal if we got to go there every other week when my parents went out. And then it was TV dinners were like a big deal. That was like, I mean, Friday nights, you got chips and soda And that was the only time you got chips and soda, because the Brady Bunch and the Partridge Family were coming on. And I'm serious. I mean, it was the thing to do. And well, some of you were out smoking reefer. I was watching Brady Bunch and eating chips and drinking Coca-Cola. How to keep that straight. Things have really changed. And I listened to Barry Manilow and Barbara Streisand before I was walking with God. And never liked that other stuff. Thank you, Jesus. So I don't have as many demons to get out of me as some of you. But what, when I began to ask the Lord, why did I put on this much weight in a couple years? And the reason was the wrong thinking in me. Just to show you how some of this stuff happens, the wrong thinking in me was, if you eat out, you deserve to really live it up because it was a treat. Well, because of being in the ministry and my schedule, I was eating out like 10 times a week. And what happened was, every time I was eating out, I was living it up. And I wasn't eating for health reasons at all, except when I was home, which was now down to 2 or 3 meals a week. And that's what put the weight on me. And that brought in a sugar addiction, some things like that. And truthfully, I just hated that Satan had come in and tricked me with that. And so over a year ago, I decided just to give up. I had read about giving up soft drinks and tea with sugar in it. And I used to drink a big tea with sugar in it every day. I don't even like sugar in drinks much anymore. I will still drink a Coke. If I drink a Coke now, it's maybe once or twice a week, where it was 2 or 3 a day. See, I'm not in bondage. I can drink Coke if I want to. The thing is, now that the Holy Spirit in me is in charge and I get to be in agreement with health over what I used to do, I don't want it anymore. For real. It's not about, and I didn't have an obesity problem. I looked fine. But once God showed me the addiction part, or that Holy Spirit wasn't in charge, I wanted nothing to do with it. So this isn't about heavy or thin. This is about, who do you want in charge of your body? There are people who can't eat anything. They're in such bondage. You're going to have a hard time in heaven. If you're led of the Spirit of God, He doesn't mind letting you have the pleasant food, as long as you're in charge. And I will be really straight honest with you. I lost more weight working, putting the thrift store together in 5 weeks than I did for years thinking I was trying to lose weight here and there a little bit. Some of you are just not active enough. Some of you just are not active enough. And God wants you to get active because it's healthy. I'm not into all the medical surveys, but one survey actually said that if you had to choose between dieting and exercise, choose exercise. Now, let me say this. I don't like to exercise for fun because I think it's a waste of time. And I know you probably want to do it, and exercise benefits by, but to me, I don't have enough time. So doing this work at the thrift store of lifting boxes and really working for hours straight and not getting many breaks just to nibble has put me back to how I used to live. I didn't realize how much ministry was a, what do you want to call it, sitting down kind of job, until God put me back into retail. And so now, even as I get busy, I don't want to go back to just sitting around. So you need to really pray about, Lord, how can I use this body that you gave me for your glory and your purposes? I wasn't trying to do that. It just happened. I went back to the way I used to eat. See, I realize now, when I worked at the radio station and I was a salesperson and a sales manager, and I did volunteer work, and I had a very busy life doing things I loved doing, things that you know, God would have me to do, I stayed in shape. But when I begin just to sit around, and you know, if you have young children, it's so much easier just to sit there and let them do whatever they do than to actually get everybody together, get out of the house, and go do some things. But I suggest that you do the hard thing and make sure that you have a life that's active. Jesus was very active. He walked everywhere. And these are the kind of choices you make. Don't worry about how much weight you're losing. Put God in charge. And then don't look at the scales. Don't sit there and try to figure out how much, what's happening. Some of the time you gain weight when you actually get a more healthy lifestyle. Because what happens is you get muscle where you had fat. And it weighs more. So it's not about that. It's not about any of those things. It's about, God, you gave me one body. And I want to put you in charge of it. And let me tell you this. And I'm just tonight talking pretty practical stuff, but we'll get to the spiritual thing and we want to deal with the foul spirit. Don't get in bondage. If you have to sit there and it hits you, oh, I can't eat that, or oh, I can't do that, or oh, I better do this, you're in bondage. You are in bondage. Bondage on either side is bondage. Satan is still in control and he will use it to hurt you. He will either use it to give you a vanity spirit. Vanity spirit can lead to skin cancer. Vanity spirit opens the way for all kinds of things. If you think that what you look like is where your value is, you open the door for the devil to come in and mess with how you look. You need to get really serious about freedom. Lord, how can I be free? Show me. Show me the lies. Show me the bondage. Show me how I think. What if God took every one of your thoughts and just stuck it up there and blinked up and back and forth? Oh, I can't eat that. It'll go to my... Oh, I can't. No. I can't isn't what he says. It's more like, Holy Spirit, be in charge. What? Give me the desires that you have. When you know that a spirit of addiction to sugar, because sugar's addicting. I don't know why. But sugar's addicting. And the more sugar you eat, the more sugar you want. So just use wisdom. I had that cookie today. I won't eat 4 gallons of ice cream tonight. But just giving up soft drinks and just giving up sugar tea and switching to iced tea without sugar, which I actually like a lot better. Can't even drink the other anymore. I lost 10 pounds. That's what they said in one of those magazines. You'll lose 10 pounds. I just thought I wanted to get out of the sugar addiction. And now I can really go for days without eating anything sweet. I don't even think like that. I don't sit there and think I'm not going to eat anything sweet. I just don't. You want to get where you're led by the Spirit of God and your body gets back to where it shows you what to do and not do. I'm not saying I've arrived. I'm not saying I'm perfectly healthy. I'll say this. I'm led of the Spirit, and step by step, he's changing me. Step by step, he's being in charge of eating. And let me say this. I think it's a counterfeit. All this stuff about vitamins and all this stuff about supplements that you have to be a millionaire to afford. And I don't, people had better make sure they don't have greed if they're preaching it in the body of Christ and then they're charging extremely high amounts of money for something that probably doesn't cost them much. And that's between God and them. But if somebody puts their name on something and they endorse it as someone that God has anointed in a certain position of influence, they had better make sure it's God. I would not want to stand before the Lord one day and find out that I cashed in on the anointing and used people to make money. I'm not saying that's the case in every situation. I don't touch it. I stay in my hula hoop. But it's quite amazing when people are talking more about diets and exercise and supplements than they're talking about being led by the Spirit of God. He knows exactly where I live, he knows exactly how to sustain this body, and he knows how to do it with the income that he has allowed me to have. And I don't think somebody's going to suffer because they can't afford $400 in supplements. Because then you're buying your health, or you think you are. And so just really, there's no shortcuts. I think you need to be led of the Spirit. Hey, I think you really need to find out what God is saying. And one of the main things for everyone, as you're talking about gluttony, and we're talking with any issue you're facing, first of all, repent for anyone you've judged. Repent for judging anyone else. Except for the grace of God, every one of us could be facing the issue somebody else is facing. It's nothing we've done special. And we need to be a team. We need to be a team. And help each other become all they can be in Christ and see Christ formed in them. And so what you need to do is ask God, show me, Lord, let me get to the spiritual issue behind this and quit playing around with the symptoms. Quit playing around with my self-esteem. But let me really see, what has Satan done to attack my health or my energy? What has he done? You know, what are the underlying lies that you've bought into? And see, you need the gift of the Spirit, the different gifts to operate in this, because it could be so diverse. Satan uses a lot of different things to bind people. So for somebody like mine, was just a simple wrong thinking that it was special to eat out. Therefore, when you eat out, eat whatever you want, however you want. Therefore, as soon as I'd eat out, I'd always order everything I wanted off the menu. Number one, I couldn't afford it. And number two, it wasn't healthy. And so now they're all impressed when I go to Cracker Barrel and get the little kids menu and get vegetables sometimes. I also now, and this Lord has really done, I used to eat bread with everything. And now, honestly, I will feel led to not eat something with bread. But I'm not giving everything up on some diet with no bread. I mean, if I'm going to eat a hamburger, he's on bread. But if I ate a hamburger on bread for lunch, I actually now, my body does not want bread for dinner. That wasn't true just a few months ago. But I'm not trying to do it. I'm not following anybody's diet. I'm not trying to compete with anybody. I just want God in charge of every part of my life. That's all he wants. He just wants, let him do it at the speed and the rate that he wants to do it in your life. He also knows this may not be the priority in your life. You may have a much worse problem than this that the Holy Spirit wants to deal with first. If you have such low self-esteem from things that have been important to your life, then God wants you to deal with that first and know who you are in him. Until you know who you are in Christ, you will not destroy these yokes, because you'll still believe the lies that this is where your self-esteem is at. Don't live in your past. Some people were heavy from the day they were 1 year old. Mama overfed them, gave them lots of food. That was her way of enabling them because of her own issues, or daddy or whatever. And so just because you were thin when you were 10 doesn't mean that someone who was heavy when they were 10 weren't the same as you. See our thinking. Our thinking, it's kind of like we try to, here's where I feel better about myself. At the same time, it makes somebody else feel worse about themselves. Let's look at this scripture she went over again, 23:20.